And so as you settle your body now, allowing for this time and space and place where you could allow for more comfort, and just let your body sink down into that solid support beneath you. And perhaps as you allow for eyes to close, let's take those three big, deep breaths now. Slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths. Slowly and deeply. As you begin to release and let go. These are those deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through. Now's the time to open up, to receive and allow positive thoughts and ideas, images that allow you to move forward with your life. So placing your attention for a moment on those eyelids and just noticing after your deeper breaths and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing is occurring now, just noticing the gentle, soft heaviness of your eyelids. And if we were to imagine we could put little soft silken pillows, one on each eyelid, how very soft yet heavy those eyelids become. Almost as though the thought of opening them would be kind of hard. But knowing you could, but like just accepting that soft, gentle heaviness now. And let it send a message all around and all through you of deep comforting, all the way down to the tips of your toes, where you begin to invite and allow a comfortable, calm relaxation that flows all around and all through you from your toes to your heels, your ankles, calves, your knees, and your thighs. Each and every breath that you take in, you are releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to occur. And it sends a sensation deep within that brings this comfortable, calm sensation flowing upwards through hips and abs, solar plexus, all around and all through. This sensation of calm comfort flows. Upwards through the chest as a nurturing warmth continues to flow all around and all through into every nook and cranny of your chest, releasing and letting go every nook and cranny, letting go of what is no longer needed and receiving the nurturing warmth. The nurturing warmth and allowing it to bring even more calm comfort through the chest, upwards into the shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top, as though warm healing hands gracing those shoulders, just simply bring a soft, warm flexibility there as you drift deeper. And the deeper you go, the more comfortable you become. And the more comfortable you become, the deeper you go. Down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers, release as you comfort even more. Goals you may be reaching inevitably become yours accomplished because you're available and attainable to reach and accomplish those goals. And so across the upper back, as your attention turns there, flowing this comfort across and down, down that spine, strengthening that spine, middle back releasing, and then deeper and lower, lower back releasing now, each breath taking you deeper. From lower back, let's send this comforting now all the way down the backside of the body to your feet again. And just appreciating those feet for all the miles they've already walked and how they allow you to stand sturdy and strong, sure-footed on your path. And so as you place your attention next at the base of your neck, up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown area, down over your forehead, your eyes, those eyelids once again even more comfortably soft, heavy. The nose, your mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing, letting go, each breath drifting deeper. One more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in solidifies and takes you twice as deeply, comfortably as you already are into a deep, comfortable state of being, where the gateways to wisdom and learning are always open. And more, you find yourself choosing to walk through them because it is just the sort of person that you are when you are here. You go beyond barriers, don't you? You go beyond barriers into possibilities. And so to strengthen your own resilience, to strengthen your own assertive nature, we go on a journey today to become even stronger. Finding that as we walk through gateways or an obstacle or two, we might find there's opportunities in that experience and move out of the past and into the totality of possibilities. It's as if the door of your imagination could open a little wider to allow you to imagine walking along a path in a lightly wooded area and just stopping a moment, for you know this way well. It's familiar to you. as the sun streams through those trees. Just a lightly wooded experience. There is a path. And you know this place. And any or all of your senses heighten as you begin to really claim ownership, because this earth natural experience is known to you. And then somehow you know that around the bend there is new territory. So you're walking, enjoying the day, and noticing everything with what you see and hear, experience, touch, maybe taste, the fragrances that grace your nostrils. And soon you can see that bend in the path, and you know that around the bend of that path, there's new territory. So deeply within, you feel the sense of that assertive nature of yours getting a little stronger, because we're moving into new territory. And just by being on your path once again and noticing that the bend opens up into something new, brings more strength, more resilience to you to be able to experience the new calmly, comfortably, easily, effortlessly. And so as you make the round of the bend in the path, slightly sloping up now, so you feel a little stronger in your legs and your feet, finding your good footing. And up this slope, it appears to be a gate at the top of this slope, and there is a guardian at this gate. But up you go. And so you can only allow yourself to stretch your mind, thinking of the highest good that comes from a gate that you're going to find yourself passing through, whatever it takes. As you imagine and visualize it all, your mind begins to embrace only the good. And in that, even the appearance of the gate already begins to shift slightly, as though it becomes more appealing, more of an adventure rather than a stopping place. More like, oh, what's beyond this beautiful gate? I want to know. Not as though it's stopping you or in your way. In fact, the guardian seems quite friendly when you get there. And already things are just already sort of drifting into something else that feels better. And so at the gate, the guardian says to leave something behind that you no longer need or want. And so you think about it a moment, and then just sort of it comes surprisingly right up in your mind. You know exactly what to leave behind, and you do. And as you do, the guardian of the gate smiles at you, and the gate opens, and you find your way moving through. And as you move through to the other side of this gate, it is as if there's somehow more color in this new territory that you're moving into. The greens are greener. The purples and the pinks are more brilliant. The sun seems to shine more splendidly. The blue, blue, blue of the sky above seems to seem, well, it is sort of unlimited, isn't it? The unlimited blue, blue sky above, again, seems to be strengthening that feeling of going forward with more resilience, the ability that you have to definitely, without doubt, certain, strongly go forward, asserting your strength, your confidence, your self-assurance, wondering what next you may meet along the way. Because it's as if you're giving yourself permission to experience it all and turn what might have been a thought of a barrier or stopping into a possibility. What could be next? What could be wondrous along the way? And as you find yourself still kind of sloping upwards, you get to another part of this journey that seems to become pathless now, as though the path ends at the very next crest, just by a lovely, big, strong, beautiful tree. The just right tree for you. And perhaps now is a time to connect with the strength of that tree in a kind of way, to sort of find your way to reach out and touch that bark and notice the feel to your fingertips. To be able to connect in ways that, as you place your back against it, standing next to the tree, almost as though you could feel the tree breathing, and you could breathe along with the tree. And looking up through its branches, in between the leaves, still glimpsing that beautiful, unlimited blue, blue sky, and somehow coming to know the deeper inner wisdom that's at your back with the strong trunk of this tree, infusing you with even more resilient strength, with even more ability to assert yourself in this here and now time, in this natural scenting, as though you're connected in some way to the tree, and you look down at the roots that are outcropping a little bit around where you're standing, and yet knowing that the roots also go deeply down, down, down into the earth, and that this strength of the tree gives you something more. Some wisdom begins to be imparted to you, and you listen very diligently with your heart. And you'll hear in the mind, your mind, what the tree offers you today. Some sort of just right wisdom for you. Some sort of connecting something that allows you to know that resiliency is yours for real, and that your nature is strong like this tree's nature is strong, and that your breathing along with the tree somehow connects you to its wisdom, the wisdom it has for you today, very particular to you. And so you listen with your heart in this breathing along with the tree experience. And it's giving you the just right something that's important for you today. And after a few more deep breaths with the tree, it's as though you are filled up. And so you feel ready to go forward now again. And before you do turn and look at this tree in all its magnificence and appreciate it and thank it. And you know, as you turn to walk forward, creating now your own path, because it's wide open territory, and you might find yourself sloping down a little bit in the openness of a kind of meadow below. Maybe there's about 20 steps down this slope to the meadow beyond. And with every step that you take, those 20 steps down the slope, there's a strengthening within you going on that allows you to embody the wisdom of the tree. It's as though the tree is embodied within you every step, with a left step first, the left foot on that next step down the slope at 20, deepening and strengthening these ideas now at 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And the way forward opens to a beautiful meadow. And as you walk through the meadow again, your senses heighten. It's as though the door of your imagination has opened wider. And there's the sound of a brook nearby. And there's all this that could be giving you signs of nature all around you. Everywhere you step, more color, more connection, more of the beauty. And it's then that you connect to the beauty of this meadow that you feel a deeper inner, not only wisdom, but now, knowing that you are, and you are becoming even more so, you are of love. And the feeling of the wisdom of the tree within you, and the somehow knowing as you're walking across the meadow, hearing the soft sound of the gurgly brook, that you are and are becoming even more so of love. And that is allowing you to cross this meadow in such delight and in such peacefulness. It's as though you can feel the strength of that love reaching in from the very deepest center place within you, reaching into every cell of every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, reaching into every cell and saying, as each cell could say, you are love. And when you are of love, when you are becoming of love, when you are love, you are also, without even trying, spreading it all around. It's as though it's within you and all around you. And then you spread it outwards, beyond, within to the without, and without to the within. It's a journey of love. And walking across this meadow, at some point, you reach the other side of the meadow, where actually you come closer to the brook, and you're able to look down from the side of the meadow to the little brook that's quite full with water flowing along. And it's just as though it's an invitation for you to stretch out in the comfort of the way the natural ground and grass is softening and spreading and making like a very velvety cushion for you to just simply stretch out alongside the brook and feel the gentle breeze waft over your body, and hearing the little gurgling brook that's quite full of water, and being graced by the sound of flow. And in this, stretching out by the side of the brook, at the edge of the meadow, now closer to the trees which surround this side of the meadow, as the sun streams and filters through, part shade, part sun, it's then that the love that is embodied within you, along with the tree's wisdom embodied within you, brings you such a solid, purely solid, strong feeling of serenity. And that serenity is yours. Part of your mind, body, spirit, that actually every aspect of you on all levels of mind-body harmony, now in serenity, embodied love within, embodied serenity within and without, without to within. And each breath now, supported by the strength within to stand tall and strong and resilient, asserting yourself into the world, saying, I am here. I am becoming even more here. I am connected to the earth, the water, to the air, to the fire, and it flows within me, and I flow with it. And so, very simply, yet very deeply, noticing how very natural and actually easy and effortless it becomes to be both strong, resilient, courageous, bold, and free, and the tree of wisdom, love within, and serenity embodied as well. So you are both. You are both strong and solid. Love and serenity. All the elemental healing life forces are flowing all around and all through you as you are a part of this stream, this meadow, and it's a part of you. Just like the tree is within you, and love within and all around, serenity within and all around. And it's interesting and can be very important to recognize that even more inner guidance may come to you even at this moment as we take some silence and stillness now to receive it. For you are love. You are serenity. And as the message comes, just simply allow it to be yours in full appreciation of all that is right here, right now. And so we appreciate it all. Thank yourself for being willing to take this journey today. Appreciate the brook, the water, the earth, the meadow, the wisdom tree, your resilience, your assertiveness, your love, your serenity. It's all you, and you are all of it. And this is your positive focusing for the day today. And all of these images surely appreciate you and the wonders of your imagination, so that at zero, as we reinforce it all, we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the importance of this experience now at one with a deep cleansing breath in, a release, to realizing where you are, the room you're in, bringing back the good, the positive, and the true. And now at three, feeling very peaceful, connected, filled with love and serenity. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.